Wow, so that's the million dollar question, or the multi-million dollar question, as it were. So you're right, we've seen a lot of movement in lesser prairie chicken recently. The administration, after finishing their status review, did propose some protections under the Endangered Species Act for two distinct population segments. One in sort of that northern section in Oklahoma and Kansas and northern Texas, and the other distinct population segment in the southern part of the Texas Panhandle and into New Mexico. And there are two different proposals for levels of protection proposed. Texas and New Mexico are seeing an endangered listing, whereas the northern population is sought to be managed under a 4D rule as a threatened status. So a little bit less, a lower level of protection, but still quite restrictive. When you're talking about this, I mean, truly Herculean, truly historic effort to bring oil and gas companies, to bring ranchers and farmers together with a whole load of people over the last decade and a half to make sure that we avoided this listing. But it wasn't just avoiding the listing, Tony. It was really trying to make sure that these landscapes were open and durable and protected for habitat in a way that wasn't species-focused, but it was habitat-focused. And so when we see the administration move, especially in a year where we are having record-breaking drought. I mean, and that's not hyperbole. It is record-breaking drought this year in all of these areas. To see the administration move forward with ESA designations at this time is both really disappointing, but undermines the entire voluntary conservation network that we've seen built. You know, people hinged this model of voluntary conservation on lesser prairie chicken and the success of this process. And so to see the administration say that protections are still warranted, that restrictions are still warranted, is really disappointing. You know, for a lot of our producers, they've already enrolled in the voluntary conservation efforts that provides surety for them, for the habitat, and for the birds. But it really is disappointing across the board. What I hope we don't see is a move away from this voluntary engagement in conservation efforts, because this truly is a successful model, even if the numbers bear out as a downward trend this year because of drought. There is ongoing discussion about what the science says about the populations, but there's no question that the investments that have been made over the last 15 years have been anything but good for the habitat. This is an immense a victory, even if we see the Fish and Wildlife Service trying to set it aside at the moment.